Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is higher education. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
We'll be talking to Mark Johnson, the interim president of the University of Nevada at Reno.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Chris Wicker, Marcia Burke-Bigler, and Steve Mulvenin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program the interim president of UNR, Mark Johnson. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Nice to be here.
Today is the State of the University speech that you'll be giving later on this afternoon. This is the largest group of students you've had so far, correct?
Yes, we just crossed the 18,000 student mark. And we continue to grow.
Right? And this despite tuition increases, despite increased costs of everything?
Yes, we've had a really good recruiting time because the reputation of the university continues to grow. In addition, of course, there's the California factor where the prices of going to school are going up much faster in California, and they're even capping some of their enrollments, and the Californians find the University of Nevada, Reno a great place to be.
So despite the fact that they're paying out-of-state tuition to come to Nevada, they're still coming?
Yes, we have an increase in the number of students paying out-of-state, full out-of-state tuition, but we also have the Western University Exchange. The WUE students that pay 1.5 times our in-state registration fees.
So as you look at the university now, having gone through the legislative session and with the unfortunate death of President Mel Glick, you were already in the middle of it, but you were really thrown in the middle of it, at that point. What have we lost? What have we gained?
We haven't gained a lot with severe budget cutting at the university, but what we've lost is a number of departments, a number of degree programs, about 600 positions that were previously budgeted on campus. We've lost a lot of support in administrative services. We've lost a lot of money in our centers of excellence, but what we've retained is a number of core programs so that we can maintain the same quality of degree programs, the same level of research programs that we've had in the past in those core areas that we've retained. It's been a very strategic approach to narrow the university and keep the remainder just as strong as it was before.
You have the largest population you've ever had, and yet you've cut back faculty positions by several hundred. How are you able to meet the students' needs with a reduction in faculty?
That's been a real challenge, and the first thing I'm going to say this afternoon is a big thank you to all of the faculty, staff, and students at the university. Much, but not all, of the state budget reductions have been replaced with increases in student tuition, and the students have even gone beyond that and taxed themselves more in order to replace some of the services we lost in our first round of budget cutting, like our math center, our writing center, and our tutoring center. We are, this year, for example, just for efficiency's sake, our financial aid staff put together $48 million worth of student financial aid packages for our increasing number of students. Last year, they put together packages of $28 million. So they've had a 68% increase in their productivity with even less people. So we've really gained efficiency. We're realigning some of our degree programs to gain efficiency. And we're going to be growing some of the programs that don't require additional state money. And I can give you a couple of examples if you'd like.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, take, for example, by downsizing the College of Education and doing away with departments so that we have one larger Department of Education on campus. It's still a college. The faculty came forward and said, we will consolidate four approaches to getting an elementary education degree into one degree. We'll increase the math requirements for our elementary teachers. We will reduce the credits that they are required for them to complete the degree. And rather than one certificate in elementary education, we will guarantee at least two certificates, one in elementary education and one in another field. Another example is that the mining industry has told us we really need more mining engineers, particularly those that are extraction engineers. So working with the industry, the mining industry has provided three endowed professorships so that we can start new programs with a bachelor's and master's in materials processing engineering so badly needed by the engineering industry. So we're increasing our offerings at no cost to the state, because we're responding to the industry.
Well, and you're having to become more effective and more efficient, but you're also actually teaming up with the industries for which you're providing the jobs.
Absolutely. We've been teaming up with industry for a long time, but under these severe budget restrictions, the industry is now aware that they can't just ask and get. If they ask, they're going to have to pay and cooperate with us. So we want to work with the industries of Nevada, and the industries of Nevada want to work with us, and we can find some solutions without requiring a lot of state funds.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mark Johnson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day. to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mark Johnson. He's the interim president of the University of Nevada in Reno. What other businesses are working with you now? You talked about mining in our last segment. Are there other businesses that are coming to you and saying, this is what we need, help us?
Yes, there are. The mining industry has had a very long relationship with the university, so that conversation is easy to maintain. The College of Business has an Imagine 2020 program where the university is actually reaching out through the Small Business Development Center to work with Hispanic owned businesses in the community, and it's more of a small business development operation. The city of Las Vegas actually has reached out to our small business development program in Reno and are incorporating us into a new economic development incubator building down in Las Vegas, and that was an invitation from the mayor of Las Vegas. So we actually want to reach out into the community and work with all of our businesses. If you see my business card that I hand out anytime I'm off campus, on the back of the business card we identify our technology transfer office with a phone number, and that is a point of contact. If a business is coming to town and you need technical assistance with engineers, scientific laboratories, business operations, call this number. And it's one point of contact on campus that any business can go to, and then we will find how to work within the university to serve that business. The other number I have on the back of my card is the Small Business Center number.
And are those phones ringing?
Those phones do ring. And that's good. And we have these out to all of our economic development agencies saying anytime you have a business coming to town that wants an association with the university, don't go hunting. Just call one of these two numbers and we will find the contact.
Well, one of my biggest complaints about UNR has been the lack of tech transfer and intellectual property rights and all the funding that can come with that, so I'm really pleased to hear that. What role do you see the university in playing diversifying our economic base, not just in Northern Nevada, but throughout the state? What do you feel the role is for UNR?
Well, it's a multipurpose role. First of all, we have to recognize that the university itself is a large industry. Our expenditures run up to $500 million a year in this community, for the people that we hire, the grants that we bring in, etc. Secondly, we are producing the workforce that Nevada needs. We produced more than 3,500 bachelor's degrees last year, which are all people that can go into the community and run businesses. In fact, even these California students that come over here on Western University Exchange, we've learned through alumni surveys that those students who come here, of those, 25% actually stay in the community and take jobs after they graduate. The other thing that we do is research. We have really protected our applied research in the health sciences, engineering, and business, and earth sciences. And we also have a technology transfer office that we share with DRI. Last year, this university produced 10 new patents. They developed intellectual properties, and some of those are being commercialized with technology companies through the Technology Transfer Office. We would love to double the size of the Technology Transfer Office, and one of our objectives is to seek funds to hire technology development counselors to add to the Technology Transfer Office, and these counselors would work with individual scientists to figure out how to make the pathway from basic science to applied and clinical sciences all the way to commercialization.
Now, one of the things, I'm going to play devil's advocate here because it's fascinating what you're saying here, but what's been said over the last year with the cutbacks in education, both K-12 and at higher education, is that businesses don't want to come here or won't want to come here because of the standard of our education system. It sounds to me like you have a completely different perspective.
We do have a different perspective, and we understand that we need to be a part of changing that view of Nevada. The entire Nevada system of higher education, and particularly the University of Nevada, Reno, and TMCC, are working with all the school districts in the state to align the preparation in high school to be college ready. We have a very large and unfortunate amount of remedial education that's necessary to jump from high school to college. And if we can fill that gap and align the standards of high school graduates with the entry standards of colleges and universities, then we'll have a much smoother flow of students and we'll graduate a whole lot more students. But at the university,
Can I just back up a second? You know, we've been talking about this for years now. The previous chancellor was working on this with the Clark County School District. It doesn't seem to have gone anywhere there. You're still paying out tons of money in terms of remedial education. Do you see closure on this to where we have a system that makes sense?
The reason I think we're going to get closure on this is because actually the people who are managing the school districts and managing the colleges and universities have rolled up their sleeves and are working together to solve this. Unfortunately, I don't think any number of commissions can do a whole lot more than actually identify the problem. We have to turn to those who actually manage the educational systems to develop the operating tools necessary to make the alignment of high school and college standards the same.
And who are those people? Are they the superintendents?
These people start with the superintendents and the presidents of the organizations, and we pass it on to the curriculum directors and the academic leaders at the universities and colleges. And they're working together now to find these alignments. Washoe County School District this year is going to apply the ACCUPLACER placement exam for all seniors in Washoe County. That's the same exam that we use to place people into writing and math classes. So if in October we can understand where the deficiencies of high school students are, then the rest of the senior year can be used to make these students college ready. And it should reduce the amount of remedial education necessary. We're working with them then to design, TMCC and the university are working with them to design remedial courses that can be applied while they're in high school, at the high schools, and then summer programs at the Redfield campus so that these students will be ready in the fall.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for being here.
Certainly.
I wish you good luck in the job here, so you go from interim to perhaps being president. I know there's going to be a national search, but thank you so much for taking out the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
How will new energy technology make our lives better? Geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
In our practice at Bradley Drennel and Janae, we have to be versatile. Each one of the lawyers at Bradley Drennel and Janae has probably tried in excess of 20, 25 cases. Our clients can rest assured that we are versatile, we're experienced, and we have the knowledge to take the case from its inception to its conclusion and get the best result possible.
Bradley, Drendel, and Janae, the one clear choice.
Sarah and Jill have identical kitchens with dull, outdated cabinets. Using equal budgets, they decided to see who could get the best value on an updated kitchen. Sarah used her entire budget ordering new cabinets. 45 days later, they're still not in. In just 3 days, for a fraction of the budget, Jill had enhanced completely renew the finish of her existing cabinets. With money left over, she updated her entire kitchen. Renew your cabinets today for less with Enhance. Call 358-8808 now.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel, as always. In the right-hand chair, surprisingly, is Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe Dems. Marcia Birkbigler is a partner with Nevada Business Strategies. And Steve Malvenin is principal with Malvenin Media Relations. Randy, you had something you wanted to follow up here with what President Mark was saying.
Well, I was very pleased. One of my biggest criticisms of Nevada has been its inability to take to market some of the inventions that do come out of that place, especially with DRI. You've got incredible engineering. You've got incredible staff up there that have the potential to go to market with a lot of different inventions, and it has not been a strength of Nevada. So I have, a friend of mine is doing exactly what he was talking about, the counseling of the scientists and the engineers on how to take stuff to market. She was at University of Hawaii, and their program was over $100 million annually in revenue. So there are such incredible ways of building a base of support financially for the university, almost making it self-sufficient. So I was really pleased to hear that that is an emphasis, because we do need to utilize the think tank we have here, especially at DRI.
One of the things that we talked about at the end there was this whole idea of remedial education and moving that in actually into the high schools rather than into the university system. How practical is this? You watch this from the inside with Washoe County for many years.
Well, I think it's not only practical, I think it's absolutely essential that we do that. I mean, one of the criticisms that the regions have had over the years, and I think there's some justification for it, is the taxpayers ended up paying twice for educating these kids. You know, for whatever reason, it wasn't getting done at the high school level, and now they get to, UNR or TMCC, and now we've got to do it again. It makes infinite sense to me to do exactly what Mark was talking about, give that acuplacer test so that kids know what are their strengths, what are the deficiencies. But to extend that a little bit, go back to when these kids are sophomores. By the time they're seniors, it may well be too late. But Washoe County School District several years ago started requiring its sophomores to all take the preliminary scholastic aptitude test, the PSAT. And it, in essence, does the same thing. It lays out for a kid, all right, to get into college, here are your weaknesses, and these are the kinds of courses you need to be taking during your junior and senior year. So they really need to emphasize that.
There's good and bad that comes out of everything. It seems like we have a stronger university system now than we had before, just because of the forced budget cuts. What are your thoughts on that?
I think there's not any question that that's true. And what do we say? What does that say about the university? Well, perhaps the university was a little heavy in areas where it didn't need to be heavy. You hear stories all the time about professors who don't ever even teach a single class. I mean, they have aides who teach for them or subs who teach for them. There's something wrong with that. I mean, if we're paying the professor to be there to teach a class, he needs to be teaching a class, he or she. And so I think that's one of the things that we're seeing. It's leaner, but it's trimmer, and it's a much better university. My daughter works at the university in the engineering department, so I hear a lot of the inside feedback, and even they are happy about the way things are working. So inside.
Well, I think I would disagree with that, Sam. I don't think it's necessarily a stronger university. I think it's certainly more efficient and stronger in some areas, but the fact is they've lost a ton of positions, and the fact is they've had to cut a lot of departments. And while you have, they've survived, and they have some strong core programs, I don't think it necessarily makes it a stronger university. If you could have done these efficiencies, which were important, if you could have done these efficiencies without losing some of the breadth of education, I think that would have been a better way. But, the budget didn't allow that.
Randy, your thoughts on that?
Well, I do think I have to obviously go a little bit with Marcia in the sense that they are a leaner, meaner fighting machine. There was a lot of dead weight, just like there is in government in general. Having worked for federal offices, I could walk around my office in Washington and said, you can get rid of three people in this office, and we'd be just as efficient. So I think just really having to take a good look at yourself and say, yes, this professor who shows up one day a week and we're paying him $180,000 a year, it just, you had to take some stances, and it gave them a good opportunity to get rid of folks that probably were not really carrying their weight.
Well, the problem is they got rid of a lot of folks that were very nationally renowned professors that decided it was time to move on.
That's the sad part.
So I think it's really a mixed bag.
That is the bad part. There's no question that that's true. But it's also true that just because government at any level, whether it's in education or whether it's, in whatever government area it is, at the state level, at the federal level, just because it's bigger doesn't mean it's better. And so there's some advantage in budgetary cutbacks, in that it requires something like the university to look at the broad picture and say, where can we tighten our belts?
Well, productivity has increased in our country as we've reduced our workforce. Now, that's happening. So why can't we look at that as in a university system or a school system or government and say the same thing? Huh. We reduce our workforce, but we're getting more productive. We're getting more out of the folks.
Steve, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm not sure where I really come down on this. The thing that concerns me a little bit, I guess maybe it's because of my liberal arts background. I mean, I'm a little worried about the continuing focus of just taking a look at what can UNR do to improve the economy. Mm-hmm. And I think there's, you know, I mean, clearly you can make a case for that. But I wonder about, are we neglecting who's going to continue to write the novels of the future and do the artwork that helps sort of define the human experience, and who's going to, you know, write the poetry and teach history? And not everything, I think, has to be judged in terms of its value of creating jobs.
And yet my sister's a singer who went to UNR, and she's very productive and contributes to the economy. So the arts are an incredible economic force as well. But you, I agree. I mean, we need to keep the beauty.
Yeah.
We do. We need to keep the arts.
Well, maybe part of that is a responsibility of private citizens mm-hmm. to get more engaged in the system rather mm-hmm. than just relying on institutions to do that at times when we don't have the money. Thoughtful discussion. Thank you all. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
A clever shopper would do a lot of research to figure out which car is best for their money. A really clever shopper would let someone else do the research. According to IntelliChoice, Toyota has the best overall value of any full-line brand. An easy choice, only better. And right now, you can get amazing 0% APR financing on 8 of your favorite Toyota models. Visit your Toyota dealer today. Toyota.
The Resort at Red Hawk. Two championship golf courses designed by world-renowned architects Robert Trent Jones Jr. and Hale Irwin. Semi-private and open to the public all year round. Impeccable course conditions, unparalleled beauty. Northern Nevada's most awarded public golf course. Come play or stay with us and enjoy our spacious villas, dine with us at David's Grill any day of the week, or let us host your next special event. The Resort at Red Hawk. Experience our passion for golf. Call for your tee time today.
Come on down to the September Auto Fair going on now at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. With hundreds of vehicles to choose from at amazing discounts during this event. And get no payments until February of next year. Buy with zero money down and payments as low as $150 per month. We welcome all types of credit situations during this event. And interest rates are as low as 1.25%. Don't miss the biggest automotive event of the season. The September Auto Fair. Going on now at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Are you ready for this?
It's really good.
There's a new network that's home to all your favorite movies and so much more.
That's just fine.
This TV.
You're in capable hands.
Prepare to laugh. Prepare for battle. Prepare to be entertained. This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking to my favorite county commissioner from Las Vegas, Steve Sisolak.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.